Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Can we appreciate the name of the Lord this evening? Can we worship Him? Can we jam those hands to the Lord as we worship the Lord this evening? He's worthy of our praise. Can you celebrate God for the turning of January, February, and now we are in March? Hallelujah! Let's have our seats. Let's have our seats as we bow down our heads in prayer. Can we just say sweet words to the Lord this evening? Can you say sweet words to the Lord this evening? The journey of 2 months might look as if it's little. It's not too much. We are not even out of the year. But thus far, I don't know if I have a witness in the house that mercy has kept us. I don't know if I have a witness in the house that His faithfulness, His mercy are ever renewed every morning. I don't know if I have a witness in the house that says it is not by power, it is not by mind, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Can you worship the name of the Lord? Can you say something thankful to Him this evening? It is nothing to you, but it's something from God. It's not God, so many things to keep you alive, you don't know. Can you worship Him? Can you lift up your hands to the Lord and wave to Him? The Lord, I thank You. It may look so little to you. It may look as if, is it not just 2 months? Yes, it's 2 months, but many things are bubbles. Lord, we worship you. You worship the Father and say, God, thank You. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for everything You've done for me. For that which You are doing and for that which You are going to do. Can you enter His God with praise? If not for the blood of Jesus, if not for His might and by His spirit, where will you have been? You may look at this and say, it's just 2 months. Just 2 months. But you know what has been happening in the world today. You know the rudiments of war, the news of war everywhere. But thus far, He has helped you. Thus far, He has kept you. Thus far, He has kept you. Do you know how many arrows that you have escaped? Do you know the arrows of the night that keep flying by the night? What about the arrows by the day? What about so many things that are happening around us? Worship Him because He's worthy. God, we worship Him. Arriba su taraba con que te celebra. For in Jesus' mighty name we have worship. I want us to worship God and say thank you to Him. There are so many unaware battles that He has won for us. I don't know if you are here, you bear me witness. There are so many unaware breakthroughs that came to your way without asking. There are so many unaware answered prayers that you did not even ask for. Can you worship the Lord this evening? Rebedon delikos kambaros iteli gados kabarada. Embre dosus atara bados ketele geruzada. For the unaware battles you won for me, I say thank you. For Your strength over my family, worship God for the covering you have been enjoying. It is not by power. It is not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. For in the mighty name we have prayed. Can you lift up your right hand to the Lord this evening and say, Lord, I come by the blood. My prayers are unhindered. I come by the blood this evening. My prayers are unhindered. Everything I'm going to ask before the Lord this evening, they are unhindered. All of my prayers tonight are unhindered. I come by the blood. I come by the blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. I come by the blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. My prayers are unhindered. In the name of Jesus, nothing will stop my prayer. No power of the here will stop my prayer. In the name of Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Welcome somebody this evening and say you are welcome to church. You are welcome to church. In the next few minutes, we'll be praying on the power of prophetic blessing. For the past few weeks, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit through Pastor, we have been looking into prophetic blessings. Now this evening, we want to look at the power of prophetic blessings. I know we stopped around Judah. We prayed, we viewed the prophecy concerning Reuben, Levi, Simeon to pray, and that of Judah. But in between, I want us to pause a little bit and look at a man in the clan of Judah this evening. Despite the fact that the word of God has come out from their father, that is Jacob. Despite that, something happened to this man. Even though he was from the lineage of Judah, yet something unusual happened to him. There is one thing I want you to know this evening. That the pressure of today can make you to forget the pains of yesteryear. If you have passed through pain before, and all of a sudden you are soothing, you will know that you may likely forget. In fact, it is of high probability that you forget some pain. Although there are some pains that are very remarkable and stick to our memory. Thus far, it helps us to appreciate God for every soothness that we get from Him. Another thing I want you to know this evening is that no matter the cost, Pastor usually says this, and I want to affirm it to you this evening, that the power of prophetic blessing is bigger, is greater, is more effective than the things of cost. And one of the things of causes that we do that are very terrible is the thing of cost that comes from blood. Either blood related, blood relative, whatsoever that is related with blood. But there's one thing I want you to know. That God is not a supermarket. One thing I want you to know this evening is that you should not keep praying. You should not cease from praying. You should not cease from asking God. And I want you to know that no matter the accumulation of the problems, of the challenges, of the causes and the consequences of it thereof that you might be facing right now, I want you to know that it did not come in a day. And so it requires gradual process. A house is not built in a day. It requires faithfulness in the service of God towards God to activate the power of prophetic blessing. It is not just to come here on Wednesday alone and go back without praying, without doing anything right, and you think everything will be right with you. No, it doesn't work that way. Quickly, give me Proverbs chapter 28, verse 10 in King James Version. I want you to know that steadfastness with God will activate the power of prophetic blessing. know that many times we come to church, the pastor preaches and declares his word. God honors the word of his servant. Many times in our life, irrespective of our standing with God. But I want you to know that the lasting one that you can ever get is your steadfastness with God. How do you activate the power of prophetic blessing? Through faithfulness. Faithfulness. The Bible says, who causes the righteous to go astray in all evil ways? He shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. It's only the upright and consistent upright. Now, let me ask you this question. I want us to settle this before we go into prayer. How far are you with the Lord? How faithful are you committed to Him? Fine, this is the third month, and it looks like the year is still fresh. Yes, I know that some of us here, we will have strayed out of our faithfulness with God. January, we came here, we said, God, I will serve you. But are you still serving Him rightly till now? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. In any way you've compromised your standing with God tonight, I want you to go before the throne of grace and ask God for mercy. We want to clear that before we go into prayer. Faithfulness is fruitfulness. I want you to know that being right with God, standing with Him, Him alone, standing in Him and for Him, activate the power of prophetic blessing. So we are going to go before the throne of grace in the next few minutes before we go into the main prayer. That Lord, wherever I've compromised, you know your standard. When you started this year, you know how you set the standard. When you started your life, your Christian journey, you know how you started the standard. You set the standard, rather. Are you still with that standard? I hope you have not compromised. We are going to approach the throne of grace with confidence and ask God for mercy. Lord, wherever I've compromised my standing with you, let mercy speak for me this evening. I want you to bow down your heart as we pray that prayer with a whole heart. With a sincere heart that is ready to receive from the Lord. So that the devil will not have anything to pick in our life. So that the devil will not have anything to say concerning us, against us. Can we go before the throne of grace and for mercy? Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. Wherever I've compromised my standing with you, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Are you praying that prayer? Oh Lord, have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. Can you declare your love for the Lord this evening? This is the third month. Yes, the year is gradually growing. Is your love for Him growing weaker or is building up? Can you go before Him and declare your love for Him? Lord, I love you. Plant your love in my heart. Let your love flood my heart. This kind of prayer is not sweet. It's not like die by fire or I receive. But if you can pray this prayer and you are in right standing with God, I bet you nothing will hinder your prayer tonight. Can you go before God and ask God for mercy? And say, Lord, let your love flood my heart. That the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. And that may it be flooded with light. Oh Lord, flood my heart with your love. In the name of Jesus, flood my heart with your love. May my love for you not grow cold. May you not grow weary. May I not grow weary. In the name of Jesus, it is a journey. It looks as if it's still fresh. But I bet it's with you, many people are straying away already. Can you say to God this evening and say, Lord, may my love for you not grow weary. In the name of Jesus, Lord, rekindle your love in my heart. Let my heart burn for your love. Let my heart burn for your love. In the name of Jesus. When you love the Lord, you do His will. When you love the Lord, you fear Him. When you love the Lord, you walk uprightly. When you love serve the Lord, they don't have to pursue you before you do what is right. Can you say to God, turn my heart with your love in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's have 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. We have settled that. Want to look at a very popular character in the Bible. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 started with the history of the clans of Judah, telling us about the clans of Judah. But at a place it paused, there is a man whose life is not patterned to the life according to the word of God concerning Judah. And his name is Jabez. The Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. The entry point to the life of Jabez, despite the ancestral blessings and the prophetic blessings upon Judah, started with his mother. The meaning of Jabez is distress. It means pain. It means sorrow. We don't know the experience of his mother while he was giving birth to him. But he called his name Jabez, and that disrupted the plan of God for his life. Despite the ancestral blessings upon Judah, I want to believe you can still remember Judah. Despite the ancestral blessings, the prophetic blessings upon Judah as a clan, yet Jabez was different. Jabez is so distinguished from his other brethren. Something is different about him. Something was so different that it was obvious, and it came as a result of a blood. I want you to know this evening that the blood can truncate prophetic blessings on a man's destiny. When it is a cause of the blood in any form, in any way, it can truncate the blessings of God concerning a man. So tonight we are going to ask for the blood of Jesus. We know that the blood of Jesus is bigger and greater. We are not afraid of any demonic curses that is on anyone this evening. All we have is the blood of Jesus. Can you shout the blood of Jesus? No matter what is going on, no matter what has gone wrong with you, the blood of Jesus is capable. The blood of Jesus is what is capable. I want us to lift up our right hand to the Lord this evening and say, Lord, I come by the redemptive blood of Jesus. I come by the redemptive blood of Jesus. Every cause of blood affecting my life and destiny, blood of Jesus, replace it in the name of Jesus. Are you praying that prayer? Let the blood of Jesus replace it. Let the blood of Jesus displace the power. Let the blood of Jesus replace the power of the curse of blood. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can you come by the blood this evening? I said, let the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus replace every curse of blood upon my life. Every cause of blood, let the blood of Jesus replace it in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to know this evening that the blood of Jesus is more than any biological blood. They said it that in your family it happens like this. But I'm here with good news this evening, that the blood of Jesus is capable of changing the story. I don't know if you are here and you want the story to change. There is a placement for the blood of Jesus. There is a placement for the blood of Jesus. No matter who calls you, the blood of Jesus is fresh and is still effective.
Makanda Librozu Telebrende Kilagos Katari.
Let the blood of Jesus flow in this place. Can you close your eyes and be in the spirit wherever you are? Online or on site. The blood of Jesus is coming. It does not matter who calls you. Is it mother? Is it father? Whosoever. The blood of Jesus is capable. Let the blood of Jesus flow. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, replace every biological blood that is working against me. Blood of Jesus, replace every biological blood that is working against me. In the name of Jesus. Arabila put kabali mosote lebenda put kelebiru. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Many of us, we are here, we are suffering because of ancestral blood that keeps flowing our blood every time. So when the blessing comes, it comes back as if you splash water to a rock. It doesn't penetrate because of the blood. Can we lift up our two hands to the Lord and say, let your blood flow through me. Blood of Jesus, flow through me tonight. Every biological blood that is speaking against prophetic blessings over me, they tell the Lord about you. Many things are written in the Bible concerning your life, but nothing seems working. Hey, it's the blood. Can you ask for the blood of Jesus? Lord, by your blood, replace every biological blood, every demonic biological blood in my veins, every biological blood running in my veins. Oh Lord, let your blood wash them away. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. It seems we are yet to understand what we are talking about this evening. The name Jabez was born out of the agony of the blood. It was born out of the distress of the blood. And at the end of the day, nothing seems working for him. He could see the evidence of prophetic blessings upon his brother, but nothing is happening in his own sight. I don't know who this God is for. Whoever you may be, wherever you are watching us online or on site, probably you have been looking at your life that is so different from your siblings. Things are working well for your siblings, but nothing seems working for you. Tonight we come by the blood of Jesus. We command every demonic magical blood, every demonic ancestral blood that speaks against your life, we ask that the blood of Jesus will replace them in the name of Jesus. Ah, maratoka taleba koska tana kuske doria pruta. Every kosika taraduta dele breteli kuzi. We ask for the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus replace every demonic blood flowing in your veins in the name of Jesus. Do you know why the blood is so strong? Do you know why? The blood is life. Blood is life. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5. We are going to see something tonight. Why the blood is so strong and so powerful? It's because it is a witness. is an ever witness on earth. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. The Bible says, this is he that comes by water and blood. Jesus did not come only by water. He came also by blood. Even Jesus Christ, not by water only. This is the confidence that we have this evening. That he did not only come by water, but he also came by blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Let's move on. For there are three things that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Let's move on. We are going somewhere. Let's move on. Verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. Verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God has witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave at his Son. There's something I'm looking for. Yes, thank you. Verse 8 says, and there are three things that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. That is why it's so strong. You seem not to understand it yet. The blood is such a strong force that it keeps speaking. That is why the Bible says, unto Jesus, the mediator between the new covenant, and unto his blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel was ranging for vengeance. I don't know what you've done in the past. I don't know whatever consequences you are facing. It may not even be you. It may be your ancestors. And because you belong to them by blood, things are not happening for you. We come by the blood of Jesus. 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 We silence every demonic biological blood in the name of Jesus. Jesus has died for you. He came not only for water, with water, but also with what? With blood. I want us to jump to your feet in confidence. Approach the throne of grace with confidence this evening. I said, God, let your blood flow through me. Many times, prophetic blessings have been given to you, but it's not showing. Why? The blood. Many times, prophetic blessings, it comes like a water splash on a rock. It comes back. It cannot penetrate. Because of what? The blood. Oh, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Can you begin to plead the blood of Jesus over your life? Whatsoever that has not been working, speak the blood. Speak the blood. Speak the blood. Speak the blood.
Jesus shed his blood.
The blood of Jesus is capable. It's more than enough. Can you plead the blood of Jesus? From your head down to the sole of your toes. The Lord, let your blood refresh every biological blood, every family blood that is against prophetic blessings in my life. Let your blood replace them in the name of Jesus. Let your blood replace them in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praised. We are going to do something very strategic right now. Put your hand upon your head. Your hands on your head. You are going to command the gate of your life and destiny to open up for the blood of Jesus. You command the gate of your life and destiny to open up for the blood of Jesus. Let the gate of my life open up for the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, tonight I receive the ministry of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. My life, hear the voice of the Lord. The gate of my destiny, open up for the blood of Jesus. It is time for transitioning. It is time for transitioning. It is time for transitioning. Enough of hearing prophetic blessings and it's not coming to pass. Enough. Enough of it. Enough of getting prophecy and nothing is being fulfilled. The gates of my life, open up. Open up for the blood. Open up for the blood of Jesus. Tonight, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Suck my destiny. Blood of Jesus. Suck my destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. We are going to pray. We are going to read it together and we are going to use it to pray. Can we read it together? And they overcame it. Are we in church? Are we in church?
Yes.
Alright, let's take it again. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. Can you lift up your hands and say, Lord, today I overcome by the blood of Jesus. Whatsoever you want to overcome, I want to begin to mention it. I overcome stagnation. I overcome limitation. I overcome fake prophecy in the name of Jesus. The word of God will not die in my life again. It comes to life. It comes to life. I overcome by the blood. I overcome by the blood. In the name of Jesus. I overcome by the blood. I overcome by the blood. I overcome by the blood. In the name of Jesus. I overcome by the blood. I overcome by the blood. In the name of Jesus. I overcome by the blood. Every poisonous thing in my destiny that is working against prophecy, that is working against blessing, that is working against the word of God concerning me, I overcome you today by the blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you put your hands upon your tummy? Your stomach, I don't know, whatever. Can you plead the blood of Jesus? Whatsoever I have eaten that is against my destiny. Whatsoever I have eaten that is working against the word of God concerning me. I overcome you today by the blood of Jesus. I overcome you today by the blood of Jesus. Anything living inside of me that is working against the power of prophetic blessing, tonight I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I command you to go out of your hidden places in the name of Jesus. I command you to go out of your hidden places in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray. We are going to call the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of God 7 times. It's like you put your hands on your head or on your tummy. We are going to plead the blood of Jesus. I want you to be sensitive in the spirit right now. I want you to be connected to the Lord. looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are going to look and picture the blood of Jesus. You are going to picture Jesus on the cross as you plead your blood. As you plead your blood, I want you to begin to envision him on the cross and say every part of the body of Jesus, wherever the blood has come out, let that blood bring healing to my destiny. We are going to plead the blood of Jesus 7 times. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. The blood of Jesus. 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 Let it flow from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Whatsoever is not of God, let the blood flow. Let the blood flow right now. Every blockage in your body, every blockage in your veins, every blockage in your veins. You are here, you are suffering from blockage of brain. Ali Kazota Rados Kendele Briki Tura Bosatari. Let the blood of Jesus flush away every blockage. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. All eyes closed. You are here in your dream. A scorpion stung you. Wherever you are, put your hands upon your head. Nobody is looking at you. It has introduced poison into your body system. Let the blood of Jesus flush away every poison in your body system. In the name of Jesus, every poison in your body system caused by scorpion stings. I ask for the blood of Jesus. Let it flow into your body system right now. In the name of Jesus. You are here, you are suffering from blockage of veins. I don't know what they call it in medical terms. Place your hand upon your head. I ask for the blood of Jesus to flow from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Let the blood of Jesus flush away every blockage in your body system. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Glory belongs to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to be praying the blessings of Jabez and the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 10, 9 to 10. Let's take it. Please, can you make it bigger? Thank you. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez. Thank you. Saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, can we read together? Oh, that thou would bless me. Can we have ESV? ESV. This one is thou. Thank you. Can we read together? Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my border. Stop there. We are going to pray. Now that you believe and you are sure that the blood of Jesus has cleansed you, we we are going to be asking for the blessings of God. I don't want it to be generic. Be specific. Which of the blessings of God do you want? The Bible says, Jabez called up to God of Israel, saying, all that you will bless me and enlarge my border. Who is here saying the space I am is small? This is much. Who is saying the space I am occupying right now is so small for me? I need enlargement. Can you cry out to the Lord this evening and say, Lord, that you will bless me. Oh Lord, that you will bless me and you will enlarge my border. Oh Lord, that you will bless me and you will enlarge the border of my business. Oh Lord, that you will bless me and enlarge the border of my finance. Oh Lord, that you will bless me and enlarge the border of my family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you asking God for the blessings? The prophetic blessings of God. Can you activate the word of God concerning your life and destiny? And say, Lord, I come by the blood. I come by the blood. Oh, Lord, bless me. Oh, Lord, bless me. Bless my career. Bless my business. Abundantly, supernaturally increase me. Enlarge my cause. Enlarge my cause. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to be praying this sharp. But I want you to pray it with the whole of your might and your spirit. The Bible says, and that your hand might be upon me. When the hand of God is upon a man, he does not lack favor. When the hand of God is upon a man, wherever we go to, he experiences help. When the hand of God is upon a man, he enjoys favor before he blesses men. The Bible says, when Nehemiah was pouring out the wine for the king, the Bible says, the hand of God, because the hand of God was strong upon me, he caused me to receive favor. Can you ask of the Lord this evening and say, Lord, let your hand be upon me for favor. Let your hand be upon me for supernatural increase. Let your hand be upon my life for supernatural increase. In the name of Jesus, by your hand, oh God, remove every veil, every covering. In the name of Jesus. Can you ask for the hand of God? Oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Let your hand be upon my life. Let your hand be upon my destiny for good. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. When the hand of God is upon a man, he will be distinguished. He will be pulled out of the crowd. Can you say, oh Lord, let your hand be upon me. Distinguish me out from the crowd. By your mercy and by your favor, cause me to enjoy favor. Supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your hand rest upon me for good. Let your hand rest upon me for good. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. He says, and that you will keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. He has experienced pain all the days of his life. He's saying no. I don't know if there are people here, you have experienced pain, you are saying no. And you are saying no more pain. No more distress. No more harm. Oh Lord, keep me from harm. Keep me from harm. And do not allow me to experience pain again. I don't know the particular area of your life that you have experienced pain. And you are saying to God this night, that no more pain. No more pain. No more pain. No more pain. Oh Lord, no more pain. In the name of Jesus. No more pain. In the name of Jesus. Keep me from harm. He that dwelleth under the shadow of God shall abide by the shadow of the Almighty. Can you say to God and say, Lord, keep me from harm. In the remaining days of this year, oh Lord, keep my life from harm. my family from harm. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lastly, let's take Psalm 90, verse 14 to 17. We are still decreeing the prophetic blessings upon our life and destiny. Psalm 90, verse 14 to 17. Psalm 90, verse 14. The Bible says, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. I don't have to raise prayer points on this. Can you say, Lord, satisfy me early this year? The year is gradually going. We are in the third month already. Many people are having testimonies. Can you say, oh God, satisfy me early? Early, oh God. Early, oh God, satisfy me. In the name of Jesus, my soul is satisfied. My soul is satisfied. What is your soul yearning for? What are you asking God for? Can you say to God, my soul is satisfied with good job. My soul is satisfied with good establishment of my business. My soul is satisfied with the increase of the womb. My soul is satisfied in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Bible says, make us glad for as many days that you have afflicted us and for as many years that we have seen evil. Can we read together? That verse 15. Verse 15, let's read together. Make me glad for as many days as you have afflicted me and for as many years that I have seen evil. We are going to take it again. Make me glad for as many days you have afflicted me, and for as many years I have seen evil. Can you declare to God, Lord, make me glad. Make me glad, make me glad. For as many days that the devil has afflicted me, oh Lord, make me glad. For as many years that my eyes have seen evil, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Make me glad, oh God. Make me glad, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 16, we are going to take it together too. Verse 16, I want you to breathe in and out first. Don't worry. We'll take it together. Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Oh Lord, show your work upon me. The mighty works of God, the supernatural, unending works of God, let it be seen in my life. Nobody argues with results. No man dares argues with results. Can you tell it to God? The Lord, let your work be shown in my life. Let your glorious power be shown to my children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your word be shown in my life and destiny, in my business, in my career, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 17, let the favor of the Lord, our God, be upon me. Are we reading together? Let's take it again. Let the favor of the Lord, our God, be upon me and establish the work of my hands upon me. Yes, establish the work of my hands. I don't have to raise a prayer point here. You know what to ask God. Oh Lord, let your favor rest upon me. I am favored. I cannot be disgraced. I am favored. I cannot be stranded. I am favored. I cannot be stranded. I receive timely help in the name of Jesus. I receive timely help in the name of Jesus. Establish your work. Establish my works upon me, Lord. Let my works be established. The works of my hand get established in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Bible says the Lord granted Jabez all of his request. Tonight, according to the request, according to the word of the Lord, all our requests in the presence of God tonight, the hand of God shall bring it to pass speedily in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Lord granted him his request. Tonight, all of your requests before the Lord, online and outside, because this is the word of God, according to your request before the Lord this evening, he shall grant unto you abundantly in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the zeal of the Lord will do this. According to the word of the Lord, let the zeal of the Lord perform that which he has said concerning you in the name of Jesus. As from today, your life will no longer be against prophetic blessings. It's like you did not hear me. I say, as from today, your life, your destiny, your career, your business, your family will no longer be against the prophetic blessings of God in the name of Jesus. As from tonight, every life present here, your life will become a fertile ground for prophetic blessings in the name of Jesus. By the blessings of the Lord bless you. By the blessings of the Lord bless you. Hayado sambali go sepeli haruzata. By the blessings of God, the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Blessed are you among all men. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. I see calmness. No more raging storm. Whatever storm you have been experiencing in the past, every storm cease in the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, you are an ambassador of peace, because your Father is the Prince of Peace. Therefore, wherever you go, wherever you step your feet upon, there shall be great peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Forever may your name be praised. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.